the beauty of this technique is that it could be used in conjunction with conventional herniation therapy. Typically, a discectomy or microdiscectomy procedure is used to simply remove the offending material that's pinching on the nerve. And currently, after that material is removed, the procedure is over and that hole is left in the intervertebral disc. We've developed a new technique to both reinflate the disc, as you will, to inject material into the center of the disc to restore that material that was lost during the herniation, as well as fix the herniation itself, the hole with a patch. But in many ways, it's analogous to an epoxy that you would buy at Home Depot, where it's two parts that need to react together in order to set up and gel. In addition, there's a third component that's necessary for this formulation, and that's light. So if you will, it's like an epoxy that needs light to react. It's both filling a void and creating a robust mechanical seal, but it's also connecting that material that we've injected to the surrounding tissue. And the idea is that the combination of these treatments will both restore the mechanics of the tissue upon injection, as well as leave a pathway for the body to heal itself by migrating cells into that defect, migrating cells into that material that we've injected to fully heal the herniation.